From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief. Theo, September 10th.
The systems update 5 tech stories that bear on what's coming next.
Let's get into it.
First from the decoder.
Our S-safety panic goes mainstream after Anthropic researchers' warnings land on CNN and Fox News.
Jacob Coxon, a departing Anthropic researcher, warned on CNN that self-improving AI poses an existential threat to humanity. Safety researchers at Anthropic and OpenAI share his views, and US politicians and Joe Rogan have picked up the topic.
But cultural and financial interests are also at play behind these warnings, and the extinction scenario remains an extreme and contested position.
The article at A Safety Panic Goes Mainstream After Anthropic Researchers' Warnings Land on CNN and Fox News appeared first on the decoder.
Next, second from the decoder.
GPT-6 Astra gives mathematicians a breather, and OpenAI says that by design OpenAI's GPT-6 Astra tops the Erdos bench for open math problems, even though chief scientist Jacob Pachacki says math was deliberately not a priority.
Instead, OpenAI is pouring resources into recursive self-improvement and alignment research that supports the theory of an increasingly spikier a development path with extreme strength in select domains rather than broad progress, at least as long as AI can to prove itself, as still needs targeted optimization with human-generated data.
Up next.
Third from KD Nuggets. 5 useful Python scripts to automate CSV processing.
Automate common CSV tasks with these 5 Python scripts for cleaning, validating, transforming, and processing CSV files using the standard library.
CSV files show up in almost every data workflow.
Exports from databases, applications, and batch jobs often end up as .csv files along with problems such as inconsistent delimiters, encoding errors, schema changes, and duplicate rows.
The fixes are usually small.
The work is repetitive, easy to get wrong under time pressure, and rarely worth building a custom tool for.
This article covers 5 common CSE tasks with self-contained Python scripts.
And then,
fourth from KD Nuggets, 7 steps to become a forward-deployed engineer in 2026.
FDEs are becoming some of the most in-demand engineers in AI.
Here's the 7-step roadmap to becoming one in 2026.
FDEs are becoming some of the most in-demand engineers in AI.
Here's the 7-step roadmap to becoming one in 2026. Forward deployed engineer, or FDE, has become one of the most interesting roles to emerge from the current AI boom.
It combines software engineering, applied AI, systems design, and product thinking.
And in 2026, the role is clearly expanding.
Next, fifth from AI News.
JD.com expands physical AI and logistics with 3 million robots.
JD.com is expanding AI and robotics across its logistics network under a new physical AI acceleration plan, while reiterating a 5-year target to procure 3 million robots, 1 million autonomous vehicles, and 100,000 delivery drones.
The company launched the plan at JD Discovery 2026 in Beijing.
JD Logistics also unveiled its Industrial Wolf robot series, designed for tasks across warehousing, sorting, transport, and delivery.
Up next,
6 from MIT Technology Review AI.
Powering AI is an architecture problem.
On July 22, 2026, a transmission line fault in Ashburn, Virginia, the heart of the world's largest data center cluster, knocked more than 3 gigawatts of load off the grid in seconds.
And it wasn't the first time.
2 years earlier, a single failed surge arrestor dropped roughly 60 Virginia facilities and 1,500 megawatts at once.
No one could anticipate so much uniform load responding to grid faults the same way at the same time.
The AI power debate is mostly about generation, more turbines, more solar, more transmission.
The grid needs more electrons.
And then,
seventh from the decoder.
NVIDIA and Palantir team up to run supply chains with AI, starting with NVIDIA's own million part operation. NVIDIA and Palantir want to run supply chains with AI. The article NVIDIA and Palantir team up to run supply chains with AI, starting with NVIDIA's own million part operation, appeared first on the decoder.
Next, eighth from the decoder.
Muse can shop, write emails, and negotiate prices for users all through WhatsApp. Meta unveils Muse, an AI agent that books travel, handles purchases, and sends emails through WhatsApp, complete with a payment feature that runs through Stripe's link. That puts Meta ahead of OpenAI, which stopped its direct checkout feature in ChatGPT.
A separate security agent called Sentinel monitors every action before it reaches the internet.
The article Muse can shop, write emails, and negotiate prices for users all through WhatsApp appeared first on the decoder.
Up next,
ninth from the decoder.
New DeepSeek model V4.1 flash cuts memory needs for AI agents.
DeepSeek releases V4.1 flash, a multimodal model with 552 billion parameters that cuts KV cache memory to a quarter of its predecessor. On the Deep SWE coding benchmark, it narrowly beats Opus 5 and GPT 5.6 Sol, even though only 16 billion parameters are active per token. The model ships under the MIT license and targets much cheaper AI agents.
The article New DeepSeek model V4.1 flash cuts memory needs for AI agents appeared first on the decoder.
And then, 10th from the decoder.
Claude Fable 5.1 language is less load-bearing than its predecessors. Arena.ai analyzed how Claude's writing changed from Fable 5 to Fable 5.1 across tens of thousands of benchmark responses.
Fable 5.1 writes more matter-of-fact, but also more verbose.
The article called Fable 5.1 language is less load-bearing than its predecessors appeared first on the decoder. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.